نحمده و نصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Yesterday we were discussing jealousy and envy. I decided to continue on the subject today, although we have discussed this many times. But as I stated that if some disease is prevalent in a society, then we don't say because some discussion took place about it some years ago, therefore there's no need for any further discussion. Any sickness which is prevalent in the society and it is increasing, then more and more research is undertaken, more and more discussion takes place. Look at the number of conferences and seminars and research panels and so many things that are happening on AIDS. Why? Because they believe that it is increasing and it is destructive. It is going to take away a large chunk of mankind, of human society. And it is spreading like wildfire. And therefore, nobody stops talking about it, discussing it, finding some solutions to the problems. It goes on and on. In the same way, these are also destructive habits. They are sicknesses or diseases of the spiritual heart. And we all are very much concerned when it comes to our physical bodies. Physical bodies, we are very concerned. Slight pain, the person runs to the doctor. And I've mentioned this before too, and I repeat, that to look after the body with a good intention is also ibadat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this physical bodies, and it is with these bodies that we can undertake the actions and deeds that are required of us to earn halal livelihood. You need intelligence, you need sight, you need hearing, you need speech, you need good strength. Now all these things, if they are, or all these parts of the bodies, if they are used with the correct intention, then it becomes ibadat. So those who care for their bodies, it is not haram. We are not saying that it is haram. It is essential. However, the only concern being the body, that is the problem. That body which is going to perish, disintegrate, degenerate, once it is in the qabr, after some time is going to turn to dust. So that body we are very much concerned about. But that soul which will live on, if that is destroyed, then the person's akhirat, the hereafter, is destroyed. And not only the hereafter, but even in this world, it leads to tremendous amount of problems. All the problems that are related to the society, all the problems that we are experiencing, they're all related to the spiritual heart. When the heart becomes diseased spiritually, then there's jealousy, there's malice, there's greed, there's pride, there's arrogance, and all kinds of problems arise. So therefore, I repeat one of the stories which you may have heard before, but it has been stated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was sitting. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who reports this hadith sharif. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, the sahaba were sitting with him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, soon a person will pass by here who is a jannati. He will be of the inmates of Jannat, paradise. So the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were not like us, that if somebody spoke about some investment of this world, then from a distance also we will hear it and we will start looking for that investment company. And again, there's nothing wrong if the person is making his investment of halal funds and the returns are also halal, then there's nothing wrong. It must become wasila of the akhirat. But here the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, their concern was the hereafter, for they knew that that is where we're going to live forever and ever. We are not like those who have rejected belief in Allah Ta'ala, in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the day of judgment, in life after death. We are from amongst those who have believed in these things. If we did not believe, we would not have been Muslims. So if we have believed in a hereafter, and there's no iman without belief in a hereafter, so how long are we going to live in the hereafter? For one day, 10 days, plenty days. We're going to live forever and ever. In fact, the rewards of Jannat, people ask that a person commits kufr for 10 years or 20 years and then he dies, then why must he remain in hellfire forever and ever? Or the person believed in Allah Ta'ala for 30 years, 50 years of his life, then why must he remain in Jannat forever and ever? The reason is that this person who is a believer, if you have to ask him, that if you are given 1,000,000 years of life, then would you still believe in Allah Ta'ala and in Akhirat, in Jannat, in Jahannam, in the books of Allah Ta'ala, in the angels of Allah Ta'ala? So he will say, not 1,000,000 years, even if I am given 1,000,000,000 years, or forever and ever, then too I will still believe in these things. So it is on that niyat of his that he will still believe that Allah Ta'ala is now giving him Jannat forever and ever. Nevertheless, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that person that's going to pass by is a Jannati, he's going to go into Jannat. So the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam were concerned that what is that action that he is doing which is making him a Jannati? What is that action of his? Just as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that who is that person under the arsh, so he said, don't worry about the name of the person, I'll give you his actions. As I mentioned yesterday, there's a car that's blocking ND1785. Remove your car. So one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, he made some kind of an excuse. I'll just give you the gist of it because you may have heard this many times. So he made an excuse to stay with this person. So he stayed with this person for 3 days and 3 nights as a visitor. So they did not have very big palaces or big homes like ours. So they shared the same room. So he was observant, seeing that what is this person doing that is unique, that is outstanding, that is very different from what all the other companions are doing. Because there was no question of any companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam missing his salat, or if zakat was due, he's not giving zakat, or fasting in the month of Ramadan, he was not fasting, or Hajj, if it was farz, he doesn't make. There was no question of that. And every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was honest, he was truthful, he was just, he was fair. Every companion had good akhlaq. So what is it that this person is doing which is so different from others? Any case, this person who passed by, they said he passed by in a condition that his shoes were in his hand and he had made wuzu and the water was dripping from his beard still. But he passed by. So now when this sahabi stayed with him, so he saw there was nothing different that he was doing. In fact, he wasn't even staying awake for tahajjud whole night or late night. He wasn't even making like 100 and some rakats of nafil salat or making tilawat of the Quran Sharif the whole night. He did what every other companion used to do after the salat of Isha. If they went, they recited some surahs like Suratul Mulk or whatever it may be. And then he went off to sleep. And the next thing he only got up was Fajr time. Fajr time he got up to make his Fajr salat. But he says, the only thing that I observe is that whenever he turned to his right or to his left while in bed, then he always took the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, or some tasbih he recited. And I never found him to do anything that was evil, that was wrong, that was haram, forbidden. But at the same time, I didn't find him doing anything very extraordinary also. So after the 3 days, and he told him, I had just made an excuse to be with you, otherwise in reality, there was no real need for me to come and stay with you. But I wanted to observe, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 3 days in a row he mentioned that the person will pass by who is a Jannati, person will pass by who is a Jannati, and 3 days in a row you passed by. So he wanted to know, what is it that you are doing? So he said, nothing, whatever you have observed, the same thing I do. He said, yes, but there is one thing, that whenever Allah Ta'ala blesses any person with any ni'mat, I am not jealous of it. I have never been jealous of whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to anybody, any Muslim brother, sister, whatever they get, I am not jealous. So this sahabi said, that is the quality, that is that sifat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving you jannat. Now outwardly it doesn't seem that this person was doing something very great, as we are now concerned about wazifas, that how much must I read. Wazifa has got a place, but that is not the only thing. It's not only wazifas that makes a person, it is his character, his akhlaq, it is his inner self. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that this person is jannati, and this was the thing that made him a jannati. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned the ummah. He says that the sickness of the nations of the past, it is coming towards you, or it will invade you, or it will creep into you, or different meanings you can give. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dabba ilaykum da'ul umam qablakum al-hasadu wal-baghda. What are those sicknesses? What are those diseases? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, hasad, jealousy, envy, and malice. These are sicknesses and diseases of the nations of the past. In another hadith also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned a list of things, and in there he mentioned the same thing again, the hasad. So it is a disease, and no person is safe from it. One is just the thought that comes into the mind. That is not objectionable. The person does not have control over that. So that he must ignore. But then if we know the disease, then we have to know the cure also. Now generally this disease of hasad is because this person does not want to see the other person progress. Whether it is in his wealth, in his home, in his business, in his profession. The person is a farmer. The person does not want that person to progress. He wants to see the destruction of that person's wealth. If the person is strong and fit and healthy, he wants to see the destruction of his health. If the person is knowledgeable, learned, then the person wants to see a destruction of his ilm. And generally this hasad is amongst people of the same profession, of the same kind generally. The doctors will be jealous of doctors. Teachers will be jealous of teachers, seeing the progress of some other teacher. Lawyers will be jealous of lawyers. Ulama will be jealous of ulama. Muftis will be jealous of muftis. So generally this jealousy is amongst the same kind. So at that time when this thought comes of jealousy, then straight away the person should make dua. Now you can't be making dua on the one hand, Ya Allah, give him progress and keep safe his wealth and his knowledge and his property, and on the one hand you're making dua, and on the other hand you're wanting destruction. Both things cannot be together. They are opposite ends. So even if the heart does not desire, but the person makes dua, that brother, Allah Ta'ala, increase your knowledge, increase your wealth, increase your health. Now when you make dua like that, so that jealousy will reduce. Because you are making dua, then give that person some gift, meet the person cheerfully, desire good for the person. So now that is the cure. After that, still if some thought remains, then that is just like the fly that is sitting outside the mirror, but it appears as if that fly is in the mirror. When the person looks at the fly that's sitting on a mirror, then it appears as if it is inside the mirror, but it is outside the mirror. So those thoughts are outside. It's just the whisperings of shaitan. So that is not objectionable. But this sickness needs treatment. Because if the person does not treat it, then it leads to a lot of mischief. Therefore in Suratul Falaq, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. From the mischief, that means these people who are hasidin, they've got jealousy, then you are asking for protection from the mischief of these jealous people. Because the jealousy will then lead to enmity, it will lead to anger, it will lead to violence, it will lead to murders, it will lead to killings, it will lead to divorces, it will lead to so many different things. It becomes the root cause of so many different diseases It's not just an ordinary disease. Therefore, we say that we are concerned about our bodies, but this is also something that we should be more concerned about, our spiritual selves. Agar jism tera zara ho halil, hakimo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. Agar jism tera zara ho halil, hakimo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. اگر جسم تیرا ذرا ہو علیل حکیموں کی سنتا ہے تو بے دلیل دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو دوا تلخ سے تلخ پیتا ہے تو خوش آمد طبیبوں کی کرتا ہے تو The person will chase after a specialist, after a surgeon. Please give me an appointment. I am seriously ill. If I am not operated upon as soon as possible, then I will lose my life. So I cannot wait in the queue. The person will chase. And he will take the medication no matter how bitter it is, but he wants cure from his sickness and ailment. So in the same way, when it comes to our spiritual selves, we should be concerned. So there's so much that has been said, so much Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Read certain ayats of the Quran Sharif, they are discussing nothing but jealousy. And then look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how much of warnings he gave. Now we take the warnings of everybody else. Any person that gives any kind of warning, then we are shocked and we straight away show some caution. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warns, then we just take it for granted. Then what kind of love is that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So we should make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He cleans and purifies our hearts. I conclude with one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in which he says, لا تحاسدوا ولا تقاطعوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. There's no time now to go into any detailed explanation. Nevertheless, the first thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions there is لا تحاسدوا. Don't be jealous of one another. It is a distribution of Allah Ta'ala. If we only have that yaqeen that it is the distribution that Allah Ta'ala has made, and Allah Ta'ala does not require a parliamentary sitting and a cabinet meeting to make a decision, to whom must I give how much? Does Allah Ta'ala need that? So how will it benefit us in being jealous of anyone? When we are going to get rid of these diseases from our heart, then see what beautiful life the person will enjoy. These days we just cannot see the wealth of anyone. We cannot see the good car of anyone. So much so that brothers are jealous because the other brother got a more prettier wife than he has got. And then people are going to the Taweez Walas and then make Taweez to break up the marriages, do this, do that. And the Taweez Walas have nice, good Christmas. Look at the amount of destruction it is causing. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect me, protect you and the ummah at large from jealousy, which is a killer disease. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.